Lhasa, we might just want to remember who she was. She was born on the 27th of September, 1972, and she died on the 1st of January, 2010, at the age of 37, so very, very young, breast cancer. In 21 months, she was gone. Her dad was Mexican, or is Mexican,
yeah. So,
and her mom was an American, and she really traveled the world with them through Mexico and through the States. And she landed in Quebec, in Montreal, in 1991.
Yeah.
She was not yet 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she sang already, and she was singing in bars and trying to make things happening for her with a very varied repertoire as well.
Yeah. She was, at this time, she was with singing standards, just Billie Holiday was her master.
Billie Holiday, yes, for sure, absolutely. Maybe also Chavela Vargas.
Chavela Vargas.
Very, the legend, yes.
She said that she wear them. They were her master, so she can listen to him and all day around.
Yeah.
She was nourished by them. Until it was enough, then she went to another one. She had to change, she had to evolve, and that was her
way. She was really moving forward all the time.
All the time.
All the time. Only three albums, and such an amazing artist. So that's really astonishing. The first one was in 1997, La Llorona. Llorona, actually? Is it The Crying Person?
The Crying Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that, in fact, people always see her as a crying woman, but she said she is a comedian.
Yes, it's a character, yeah.
She felt that nobody see the comedians, everybody see the crying woman.
That's also a recall of Chavela Vargas, no?
Yeah, absolutely. She was, you know, Lhasa have lived, she traveled for 7 years in a bus with her family, mm-hmm. mother, father, two sisters at that time, and they crossed United States to Mexico. They pass a long time in Mexico.
The road, yeah.
So the culture of the death there is really important. It's part of their culture. So it's also a lot in her preoccupation as an artist.
Yes, and later in her songs as well.
Yeah.
Right. So that first album was in Spanish.
Yeah.
And at the time in Quebec, that was also very unusual, very new. It was not in English, it was not in French. So it really opened up to a new generation of immigrants bringing something different and made a real impact even at that time.
Yeah, what I should say for people, because this is politic, but you know, in Quebec, you know the situation, French, English. But it was wonderful because, in fact, she arrived with Spanish. So it break the duality,
mm-hmm.
and it make us really conscient that all culture have something to say. So I think from this moment, Lhasa, in a way, helped to redefine our culture on an open,
mm-hmm.
openness.
Openness.
Yeah, I think she was a cultural diversity. She was a porte-parole, an emblem. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's
spokesperson
emblem.
In a way, or yes, ambassador. Yes, ambassador. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.